more.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. The city of Manville voted unanimously to end its contract with Flock cameras. Manville Mayor Dan Davis says the city's cameras are accessed by hundreds of outside agencies, and the city has no way of knowing how that data is being used.
They just made changes that if an outside agency, if any of those 535 outside agencies perform a search on our system, we no longer get the license plate that they search for. We no longer get the description of what they search for, and we no longer get the name of the officer that conducted the search. They made all of that private.
Manville approved the Flock contract just 2 years ago, but says it will now cover the cameras and end the contract in the next 30 days. A new study from the Kinder Institute for Urban Research finds Houston is second lowest among the nation's 10 biggest cities in the cost of rent. But median income has fallen, leaving renters struggling to meet basic needs. Stephen Sherman, associate director of research at the Kinder Institute, says boosting median income needs to happen.
Finding ways for people to earn a more dignified wage so that the start of the month comes and they've already burned through the paycheck paying for all of life's necessities.
Sherman rules out rent control laws as Texas expressly forbids them. He says increasing the minimum wage is possible, but a tough sell in the current political climate. The U.S. Department of Energy has awarded a nearly $3 million grant to researchers in Houston to build stronger magnets. The team, led by the University of Houston, will use artificial intelligence to come up with new formulas to build magnets twice as powerful as today's standard. Here's Jacoa Burgotch, who leads the team.
Now we have an opportunity to sort of tie together traditional materials, synthetic chemistry, with advances in AI components and high-performance computing to discover new chemistries that maybe were overlooked.
Currently, one type of magnet dominates much of the market, but it requires rare earth materials that are often controlled by foreign countries like China. That's why the Trump administration has been pushing to find new ways.